The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. My name is Ron Stutz, and I am with Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis on today's show. They are, of course, at Creative Financial Partners. If you'd like to find out more about Creative Financial Partners, go to cfpohio.com. That is cfpohio.com. They are your Creative Financial Partners, financial consultants for Northwestern Ohio, Toledo, and Perrysburg, and would love to meet with you. And to make that happen is call 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That is a toll-free call from wherever you are, 800-373-9715. I'll give you that number again a little bit later on in the show because it's so important to go ahead and make that phone call and establish a contact because these guys can really help you. Thanks for listening to the show today. And Dan and Rob, I hope you guys are doing well.
Doing well.
You're doing great, Ron.
Well, it's been an exciting time, kind of a busy time, warm weather and all that sort of thing. And let's go to the request line today. We have some great questions that have come in. First of all, from Toledo, Arnold says, I'm thinking that I'll spend a lot of money during the first few years of retirement and then a lot less after I've been retired for 5 years or so. Is that usually the way it works?
Yeah, Ron, I'll start with that one. I tell you what, the whole issue of income planning, which is kind of what Arnold is talking about, is so important because, you know, folks go from getting a paycheck to all of a sudden not getting a paycheck. And that is a really tough transition. And it really depends on the individual person. Your income plan, it is so important to have an income plan designed just for you because there's, you know, we have clients that say, gosh, in the first 5 or 10 years of retirement, you know, all I want to do is play. I want to go. I want to travel. I want to golf. I want to do all this stuff. We can plan for that, but you need to know kind of what you're in for when you do that. And then we've also got clients that say, gosh, I don't really see myself spending so much money, you know, over time. And then so we've got personal preferences and personal spending habits to factor in. And then we've also got things like, you know, when should you take Social Security in that situation? If you're going to be spending all that money, do you want to take Social Security right away or do you want to push that off and take more out of your retirement accounts? And how does inflation factor in? And how does healthcare factor in? And there's just a bunch of questions. But, you know, there are some guidelines that we use. There's some really good software we use. But the most important thing we'll do, Arnold and everyone else out there that's listening, is we will sit down with you and we will design a plan that is tailored just for you, just based on what you want to do in retirement and your needs. And that's something we look forward to doing with all our clients. And we just love to do that every single day.
Well, Arnold, go ahead and make that phone call and arrange to come in and have a conversation with Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis at Creative Financial Partners. They would love to talk with you and expand on all of that information that we just put out there. Got the next question here from Helga in Perrysburg. And Helga says, and this is a question I'm sure that you guys get a lot, should I buy gold coins or gold bars or no gold at all?
Well, you see these commercials and they're really meant to scare you to have a kind of a call to action there. And, you know, gold is a good investment at some times and a bad investment at other times. If you look at the last 10 years, I believe gold has been down, I think, 6 out of the last 10. So it's not necessarily something that you want to own all the time. When interest rates, when you hear things like negative interest rates, it does encourage you to start thinking about things like gold. And we use some mutual funds, and I know Rob's familiar with and uses some ETFs with gold in them. And what the flexibility there is that they're liquid. You can get to the cash if you need it. You can convert it much easier. And you're not paying so much of a premium that you are when you go buy it kind of at the shop there locally or whatever it is. So, you know, it's a position that many people think about as a safety position. But I can't imagine a day where I walk up to pay for my groceries and carve off a piece of gold. That's just not. So I think we're an awful long ways away from that. So that's an interesting thing. And I think it's just got to all be part of the plan. So to sit down and have the overall plan mapped out and know you're going to have some things in investments that go up when things are really rough, and gold might be a part of that plan. And then to have some things that go up and do really well most years, which is probably not gold. So I think having that factor into the plan somewhere is not necessarily bad, Helga. I think you have to have the grander question here is, do you have a plan overall that's going to address things if things go well, if things don't go so well, and making sure you're mapping out all of those things together.
Thanks, Dan. And I know that you and Rob and Tim Croak and Steve Decker, everybody there at Creative Financial Partners are ready to help folks and to answer their questions about all the facets of financial planning and making sure that everybody has a harmonious retirement. And I know that's what you do for a living, and you've helped so many individuals and families all over the northwestern Ohio area, and you're certainly welcoming to more phone calls. The number to call to make it happen is 800-373-9700. 800-373-9715. Call that number and leave your contact information, and you can come in for a conversation. No cost, no obligation. 800-373-9715. One more question today from Gerald, and Gerald is in Ottawa Hills. Gerald says, I have the opportunity to buy company stock at a significant discount, and I really like my company, so I'm inclined to do that. But I've also heard that it's not good to own too much stock in your own company.
That's a great question. The first thing I'll say is, a lot of times when you're working for companies that are publicly traded, there are some great opportunities that you have with company stocks. And sometimes they offer, you know, company stock at a discount. Sometimes they offer options. Sometimes they include shares of stock in your compensation. And those are all really good things. And everyone likes a sale, right? So if you get the opportunity to buy company stock on sale, that can be a pretty attractive thing. The one thing I would say is, too much of anything might not be the best thing for you. So, you know, come on in, call that phone number, let's get an appointment, and let's kind of go through the laundry list of where your assets are and how it might be affected if you have a little more company stock in there. And it's not a yes or no question. There's a level of comfort that you have to have with an individual stock and with the company, and those are all things that we can work through with you. You know, the other thing is, when you're buying stocks many times through company plans, they could be restricted. So even if you buy them, you might have a specified time frame where you may or may not be able to sell the security. So just make sure that you know what you're getting yourself into. And if you need help, you know, we'd be happy to give you a complimentary consultation to kind of go over your situation, look at what kind of stock offering your company has in front of you, and give you some good advice moving forward.
I think the overall tie into this, and where you might hear about not owning too much company stock, is you've already collecting your wages or your pay from them. You've got a pension that you're relying on them. You've oftentimes got 401k that's got some company stock involved. And then all of a sudden you own some individual stock outside of that. That's a lot of responsibility for you, and putting your so much weight on the future and your, you know, income and your livelihood, and really your whole life is dependent upon one company. And you don't really want to have too much responsibility given to one company. And so when we're doing our money map process, and we actually had a gentleman in the last week that this situation applied to perfectly, Gerald. So it definitely wasn't Gerald, but it was somebody that probably was very much like him and had some options, and we brought Rob and the team in to kind of weigh through some of those things. And at the end, I believe the overall fit was that we're going to use some of this, and we're going to combine it with some other things that don't have so much responsibility. And what that did was it gave this gentleman a comfort level of knowing where the income stream was going to come from, knowing there was a plan. We actually did some pension work to figure out what we call the pension max, so the best scenario on which lever to pull, you know, if he was going to have a situation where he was just going to have an income that was higher, but if something would happen to him, his wife would be left in the cold, I guess you would say, and that didn't happen. We opted for a different route. And so at the end, everybody, including this gentleman's wife and family and everybody, was on the same page along with us, and it felt really, really good. And that's a lot of what we do. And so the biggest thing that I could encourage you to do is give us a call. As relaxed as we sound on the radio, we're actually even more relaxed in front of you. And for us to just get to know each other a little bit and give you a second opinion on some of these questions, some of these issues, if nothing nothing else, you can go back to your current advisor and say, hey, these guys brought a couple good points up that I'd like to talk to you about just to make sure that you're doing the right thing. I mean, keep in mind, nobody's going to care more about your money than you do, so you want to make sure that you're looking out for it too.
800-373-9715 is your number to call to make an appointment to get that money map process started. They get a complimentary financial review. What have you got to lose? There's no obligation, no cost. 800-373-9715. Come in and talk with Dan DeVernon and Rob Davis and the other folks at Creative Financial Partners. They are in the Creative Financial Partners building in Perrysburg and might even lie down on the couch. They're so laid back and relaxed when you come in and have a conversation. I promise there's no high pressure. They're not going to try to sell you anything. This is just an information session. And again, that number is 800-373-9715. Ron Sutz here along with Dan DeVerna and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. You're listening to the Financial Symphony.
It's time to get connected with the musical connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark, you know, you and I always have fun talking about music and making that connection between the music world and the financial world. And we've got an interesting topic of conversation today. I know that you are a tremendous Fleetwood Mac fan, as am I. Love Fleetwood Mac, but, you know, most people don't even know that Fleetwood Mac had another incarnation before the days of Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. They were more blues-oriented back in the day, led by Peter Green, who was quite a musician, but really kind of a strange guy, particularly later on, during his last days with Fleetwood Mac, and they were moderately successful. I don't want to say overwhelmingly successful in England primarily, not so much over here, but the founder, Peter Green, started taking large doses of LSD. He grew a big beard, started wearing robes, and suddenly got very concerned about wealth, but not in the way that we talk about wealth. He became obsessive about not wanting the band to make any money and wanted them to give away the money that they did make. And Mick Fleetwood, I know that you're a close personal friend of Mick Fleetwood.
No, I just met him before and I had the honor of having my picture taken with him, but I don't, he's not a close friend.
I know you hung out with him sometimes in Hawaii, you know, but yeah. Mick Fleetwood told him, well, you can do it, but I don't want to do that, and that doesn't make me a bad person. So when Green finally left Fleetwood Mac, he kind of went off and they, you know, couldn't find him for a long time. It was really a strange story. He declared money to be evil. And indeed gave all of his money away, and then he got a job as a grave digger, and the rest is sort of history. Great musician, but really kind of crazy. What do you know about that phase of the Fleetwood Mac history?
Well, I mean, like you said, he just went off the deep end. And here's Mick Fleetwood, the voice of reason.
Yeah.
You know, Mick Fleetwood is a phenomenal guy, and he is just one of the most friendliest guys you ever could meet.
Yeah.
You know, he has a restaurant in Maui, in Lahaina, called Fleetwood's. And if you're ever in Lahaina, look that up. If he's not touring, he's playing there every night.
Yeah.
And he will literally have a conversation with you, let you take a picture. And he's just a down to earth guy, and it is sad that sometimes musicians do in fact go off the deep end, and that's exactly what Peter Green did.
Yeah.
I guess anybody can go off the deep end, but what it did, it created another opportunity. It created an opportunity to meet Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, Buckingham Nicks. And that is where Fleetwood Mac literally took off.
How can we tie all this to the financial world?
Well, absolutely. The problem for some people in financial planning is that you view money itself as being good or bad instead of simply a tool.
Mm-hmm.
Our wealth, our money is a tool. You know, so let me give you an example. Some folks are too worried about maybe achieving a certain net worth. Like I had a fellow who came in, Ernie, into my office, and Ernie's deal was this. He said, you know, Mark, until I get $1 million, I'm not going to have enough money to live comfortably.
Yeah.
Well, how does he know $1 million is the magic number? Mm-hmm. You know, so I started asking a lot of questions. I said, okay, well, let's take a look at your budget. Let's see what your needs are. And his needs were $4,000 a month. So he was thinking in his mind, $1 million, I can draw $4,000 a month and I'm golden. Well, the problem is that he was going off of old data, old rules of investing. And he would not have been fine. I mean, he had a 50-50 chance at, with his thinking of whether he was going to run out of money or be able to live comfortably during retirement. So I had to show him, okay, here's the bottom line, Ernie. You don't need $1 million. You need cash flow. You need $48,000 a year of income. And wherever we get that income from, regardless of the dollar amount, if we could get income and preferably income for life that we don't have to worry about outliving, then we're really going to be in good shape. So how do we leverage the money you have? Two things. How do we leverage the money you have to create the highest cash flow you can get without you running out of money? And secondly, how do we manage the risk and volatility so that you don't lose a chunk of it while you're spending it? See, Ron, that's the worst thing we can do. The worst thing that could ever happen is be drawing $4,000 every month, and then the market have a correction during that.
Yeah.
Because we're selling more stock or selling more shares of mutual funds to create the check. And we want to avoid that. So it's all about creating cash flow. You know, another issue that we have to worry about, this is what some people's mindset is. Focusing on keeping up with the Joneses. You know, sometimes it's all about going back to basics and creating a plan that's going to sustainable. Mm-hmm. And number three.
Yeah.
Constantly trying to beat the system. Maybe by seeking some kind of, you know, higher than average annual return, some pie in the sky return. There are get rich quick schemes out here that feeds on greed, and it's not realistic. So, you know, sometimes folks, it takes coaching. It takes a coach to sit down and get you back into reality. And we can do that for you. Maybe you've been approached with one of those get rich quick schemes. Maybe you've thought in your mind how much money you need to accumulate in order to live comfortably, but you really don't know for sure that's the right balance, that's the right amount. Well, we can help you with that, but it does take action by you. If you're out here listening today, I want you to write down the number. I don't care, get a pen, pencil, paint, crayon, lipstick, mascara, write down this number, give us a call. And we'll be more than happy to sit down and give you a complimentary analysis, and more importantly, design a strategy that fits you personally, that's individualized, where we can make sure that you're not going to run out of money, you know, during your retirement, and have a stress-free, peaceful, sleep well at night retirement. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now, and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
Here on the Financial Symphony, we want you to get to know Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis and all the folks at Creative Financial Partners as much as you possibly can. It's hard to do that on a radio show. You need to call in and come in and have a conversation. But for the purposes of our program today, this is our Getting to Know You segment. And I thought I would ask both of you guys, what accomplishment, and I know there's so many, it'll be hard for you to choose, but what accomplishment are you most proud of?
I'll get this started, Ron. Right. I tell you, I'm not going to list all of them, you know, because we've only got an hour today, right? So, no, I'll mention two things real quick. Number one, and if anyone knows me, and I hope this doesn't alienate anyone, but one of my best moments was graduating from The Ohio State University. I'm a Buckeye, and I'm really proud of it, and love talking Buckeyes. I love being a part of the whole thing. Being in Toledo where we are, we're kind of in the middle of the Ohio State and the Michigan thing, and I just love being a Buckeye. So that would be one thing. The other thing I'm really proud of professionally is my membership in the Million Dollar Roundtable, which is an industry association, and it's actually an international association. So all over the world, the top few percent of advisors and investment folks in the world are able to apply and become members. And then within the Million Dollar Roundtable, there's a couple of different levels, and recently was accepted to the top of the table level, which is the highest that you can get. And so that professionally for me, that's been a super thing for me to have obtained professionally. And I'm really proud of that.
That's awesome. For sure. How about
you,
Dan?
That's a big deal. Well, I would say I'm going to go pivot to a different direction. And I've been blessed right now. We're just wrapping up a visit with my son, Drake, who's back from the Navy. And he's in Japan. He's over there serving our country over at an Air Force base over there. And so he's been back with us for about 20 days. And that's been pretty fantastic. But to see both of my older boys be doing so well, the oldest graduated from the University of Cincinnati and wanted to come work with me right away. And I told him, no, he needs to wait. And it's been almost a couple years. And so I think eventually he's going to come back and work with me. But he's doing fantastic down in Cincinnati, doing real estate down there, really hustling and learning a little bit more about life and being on his own and some of that. And then for my son, Drake, to see him make the mature decision to join the Navy, which is something I never did, and I have an awful lot of respect for those that serve our country, and now I have a new respect, a newfound respect for what that means. I mean, we dropped Drake off to boot camp a year ago, approximately, and then we got to see him for a little while after that, but then he's been gone, you know, since December, back till August before we could see him. And now we're going to be seeing him off here shortly, and it'll be a long time before we see him again. And to see them maturing and just knowing that I had such a big part in raising these guys, it's a really, really proud moment for me. And I've got two more that I've got to keep working on constantly. So it's not like I'm not resting or anything.
Yeah.
But that's been really fun and really neat.
Well, the really cool thing is also when your kids grow up, you actually enjoy hanging out with them. They're really good people.
Yeah. Yes. Pretty fantastic.
Yeah, everybody would feel good about that, that's for sure. This is the Financial Symphony.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
Hey, Jude.
Mark, I want to know, here I am asking you a question about some more of your hits, and I know you have a whole list of them, big hits for many years. I thought maybe today you could tell us all about a time when you helped somebody find significant tax savings with just some really simple tweaks to their portfolio.
One girl came in, her name was Laura. Now, Laura was a savvy investor. And she had a very diversified portfolio. But Ron, she had a boatload of mutual funds.
Mm-hmm.
And when those mutual funds, we were looking at them, and I looked at the fees, and we did a complimentary fee report on all these mutual funds, and we found out immediately that she was paying way above the average mutual fund cost. But then we started looking at the tax efficiency of the mutual funds. There was a high turnover going on, Ron, which means that the mutual fund managers were, I call, churning. They were buying and selling and buying and selling. And this was back when the market was taking a dip. And she said, Mark, this is what I can't understand. I got taxed on my 1099 for capital gains, but I lost money. How can that be? I said, because the IRS puts a limit to how much you can claim on losses per year, but they don't put a limit on your gains. So that mutual fund that you thought was a good mutual fund, there was a certain amount of stocks that gained, but the amount of stocks that lost outweighed that, but the IRS put a limit on the losses.
Yeah.
She would have been a whole lot better off having someone design a portfolio with zero mutual funds that gave her the same kind of diversity, but she was able to take better tax write-offs. And she just didn't know any better. So there was an example of where we were able to find significant tax savings moving forward by putting her in a managed model of many different holdings. And we served three purposes. Number one, we lowered her risk. Number two, we gave her a higher rate of return. Number three, we created income of interest and dividends that she could live off of if she needed to. And then the last but not least, we saved her a boatload of taxes. And that could be done for anyone listening right now. If you think that your portfolio is not tax efficient the way it needs to be, if you've been concerned about that, we can give you a complimentary analysis and literally walk you through it and take a look and see if there's anything we could recommend to help save anything for taxes. That's more money in your pocket. And we, at this point, we need all the savings we can get. We don't want to be throwing money away to Uncle Sam if we don't have to. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
Don't you want to see sharp and not be flat in retirement? This is the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. We certainly appreciate your being with us today. And if you're a regular listener to the show, you already know this. If you're a first-time listener, then go ahead and get a lot of information absorbed by just listening to these guys on the radio. But the advice and the ideas that they throw out here on the radio can't really be specific to your situation without knowing more about you. So the most important thing to do is to go ahead and make a phone call and get an appointment to come in and have a conversation. Or you can just get all kinds of information here on the radio, but to get specific You need to come in and have a conversation with these guys. We're talking about Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis on today's show, Creative Financial Partners. The number to call is 800-373-9715. That's a toll-free call, of course, from wherever you are, 800-373-9715. Get an appointment and come into the Creative Financial Partners building in Perrysburg and have a conversation. If you live in Toledo, northwestern Ohio, wherever you are, 800-373-9715. You guys, we've asked some questions today from the request line. We've answered some questions, I should say. You ready to go to story time today? I know you got lots of great stories.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Well, maybe, Rob, let me ask you this question. Maybe you can tell us a story of a time that you helped a husband and wife, and I know sometimes you have to have marriage counseling skills in the business area. Tell us a story about a time that you helped a husband and wife work through their differing opinions about how they ought to invest their retirement savings.
Well, I tell you what, there are, and I know it's hard to believe, but sometimes a husband and wife, Ron, will disagree on something. And,
no.
I know that probably never happens with you, and I know it doesn't happen with me. But once in a while, we'll be in that situation. So, you know, it's funny you ask that because about a week ago, we had a husband and wife in here, and they'd been clients for a little while, and his style was always super aggressive. And so he wanted everything. If there was a speed to pick between 1 and 10, he would always want a 12. You know, he wanted to go fast and furious, and the market stuff really got him excited, and it scared the heck out of his wife, you know, because she wasn't worried about what the account balance, how high the account balance could get. She just wanted to make sure that she had money to live on and they were going to be okay. And so you've got, and that was probably one of the more extreme examples. So, and we knew this was an issue. So what we used is our money map process, and that's where we lay everything out in a really simple, easy to read one page kind of graph, a graphic that shows you kind of where you're at and where you might want to think about shifting assets to. And the reason this worked so well is we were able to show, you know, the different portions of the portfolio. And when you work with us, you're typically not going to see a portfolio that's all invested in the stock market or all invested in bonds or anything else. You're going to see a really well diversified portfolio. So we could show the portion of the portfolio, the market portion, that was, you know, one of those things where that thing can go up 40% in a year and that thing can go down 40% in a year. And that's the stuff the husband really liked. But then we can show the offset with some of our safer things and some guaranteed things and some more steady things. And so we laid out three plans, and the plans were A, everything goes super well and this market stuff does real good. Plan B was the market performs on average. And version C was things go really bad and all the stuff that the husband really liked never panned out. And so what it gave the wife the ability to see was no matter what situation happens, the way the portfolio was designed, you know, her lifestyle and their lifestyle as a family wasn't going to be compromised. And it ended up being a really good situation. Everyone was on the same page. Everyone knew kind of how things are working and what they were for. And it ended up being a really good meeting.
All right, let's maybe tell another story here. This is the story time portion of today's Financial Symphony show. Tell us a story of a time that you shocked somebody by revealing how much risk they actually had in their portfolio.
So what I did was, this is extremely familiar with my situation, and we have these conversations. I would say we have them every couple weeks at least, and this conversation happened just a couple weeks ago, and it was with brand new clients that actually at the time I think were still kind of interviewing me. It was a casual introduction through a friend of theirs, and they said, you know, we'd like to get a second opinion on our stuff. We just don't feel like, I don't know, we don't feel like the communication's quite where we would like it to be with our current advisor. So they brought in their statements and, you know, I gave it to the team and we all combed through it. And when it came back, what we saw was an awful lot of overlap. And we see this with a lot of mutual funds. And not that we don't use mutual funds, because we do. But with some mutual fund companies, they'll have some of even the same managers managing parts of the portfolio for several different investments, several different mutual funds. And so what you'll see is if Bob is in charge of large company stocks and he really likes one company stock, he's likely to like it in that one fund and then in the next fund and then in the next fund and then the next fund. And what that does is it has a correlation, and sometimes it's a correlation to the market, but it's definitely a correlation for that one investment. And so you'll see, you know, we go back to 08 as we did kind of an overlay and showed what each one of these investments did in 2008. And they were shocked. I mean, shock and awe is probably what I would say. They realized then that if something like that happened, and we're not predicting it, but we know that we do get some ups and we do get some downs, all of those investments ranged a loss of somewhere between 43% and 35%. Across the board. And that's several different investments they thought they were very diversified in, and come to find out they were all kind of doing the same thing. So this was a situation where I know for a fact they were shocked, because they said, oh my gosh, basically they said, oh my gosh, we're shocked. It was pretty crazy that they just didn't really have a handle, and that they weren't being communicated with on what exactly they owned and what kind of risk they were taking.
Well, if you'd like to come in and hear some more stories like this and to get some advice, to get a prize of what your situation is financially, then go ahead and call Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis and the folks at Creative Financial Partners. And that number is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Call and get on the calendar. Come into the Creative Financial Partners building in Perrysburg and have a complimentary financial review. Get the money map process started, and it's not going to cost you anything, and you're under no obligation at all. That number again is 800-373-9715. Tell us a story about someone who came to visit you just in time, right before they made a horribly bad financial decision, and you were able to come to their rescue and save them.
I'll take that one, Ron. I had a new client start with me last December. So right, you know, first week of December, I met with him, and he almost made, you know, in the financial business, what might be the biggest mistake ever, which is involving an RMD. And RMDs are required minimum distributions. And most people have probably heard of them. Depending on your age, you may or may not have looked into them. But if you haven't, and it's something that concerns you, please give us a call and come on in and we can explain it. But the long and short of it is, at a certain age, the IRS says you have to take some money out of your IRA, whether you like it or not. And if you don't do it, we're going to slap the biggest penalty on you that we have, which is a 50% penalty on money that you should have taken out of your IRA, but you didn't. And I had a new client start in December. And a lot of times, we know, we'll meet with people because of transition in their life. And this gentleman had lost his spouse the year prior, and she had some IRAs and he had some IRAs. And someone gave him some advice regarding the IRA that his wife left him about, you know, when he needed to take it out. And gave him some bad advice and didn't think he needed to take a withdrawal. So like we do with everyone else, we put him through our process. We give the numbers to the team. You know, we take a full look at everything. And I got back to him the week later and said, I think we need to come in and have a serious discussion, because if you don't take this amount of RMD this year, you know, that could potentially cost you $8,000 in a tax bill next year. And so we made the transition, we did everything, and we made everything right for him right in the nick of time, right before the end of the year. Those RMD issues are huge, and you can't avoid them, and you may have to make sure you're working with a firm and with a company that can really look at those and make sure you make the right decisions and take the money out when you need to take the money out.
I know that you guys have lots of stories like that from all the time that you've spent doing this. In fact, you know, what you do more than anything else is just help people. So, you know, you're able to save folks from making grave mistakes. I thought maybe that you would have just an abundance of stories in this next category here. Tell us a story of a client who has lived to a ripe old age, but they're in really good shape financially because of the plan that all of you at Creative Financial Partners set out for them.
I've got so many stories to draw on for this one. I'm thinking of one gentleman, though, that he'd been working for all of his life, in his words, but he actually retired at 54 years old. And so for most people to think of retiring at 54 seems really, really young, but this guy retired at 54 years old and said, here's what I'm doing, and I'm going to end up working part-time. And for a little while, he was just retired and living off of kind of his savings account money, And then as he went on, he realized that he probably wasn't going to have to go back to work if he found somebody to manage this money correctly. And he ended up working with Tim Croak and myself, and we've been able to help him, you know, really get in a situation where he hasn't just spent his money that he accumulated, but he's actually got more money now than he ever had. And he feels comfortable, he feels safe, and he's been able to do things for his family and be able to kind of set things aside, and he's going to have a legacy. And this is a big deal. Like, this legacy planning is a big part of what we do with people that are in the situation where they've accumulated a lot of money and it doesn't look like they're going to spend it all. And so a lot of it is, there's a building here in Perrysburg that's going up, and it's going to have a weight room in it, and it's going to have all kinds of good stuff for the school and for the teachers and for the football team and lacrosse and soccer and all that. And that just started from myself sitting down with a client and talking about what this guy wants to do, because the truth is that this guy is a guy that's got great financial means, but he never really had anybody that he wanted to leave it to. They didn't have any kids. And so when you look at these different opportunities, when we're given this opportunity to have great wealth and have these fantastic jobs and jobs where we can really influence people, one of the best parts of it is to see good come from it. And so the good that we see by having someone come in and getting a second opinion from us, and then them being able to go back to their advisor and say, hey, I was hearing this and I wanted to make sure that I understood this, and they're communicating better with their advisor because of us. That's a win. We have other clients that are passing down assets to their kids, grandkids, families, charities, and people that they care about, and that's a win. And we have other people that are just asking us to connect the dots on all the stuff that they've been doing all along. You know, they've accumulated money in their 401k. They've been paying into Social Security. They have pension options that are confusing. And for us to bring and make sense of all those things, that's a huge win. So we really enjoy this job, and we'd love to help you with doing some of these things. The only thing that we can't do for you is we can't pick up the phone and call you. We have no way to get to you. This is our way of extending and trying to reach out to you for us to give us a call. I know sometimes that can be intimidating. I always draw the parallel of the first day I walked into martial arts class. It was one of the scariest things I've ever done. But soon after that, I felt warm and fuzzy, and I knew that it was the right place for me to be. And I'm just thankful that I did that. And I think you'd be thankful if you give us a call.
The number is 800-373-9715. So important to go ahead and reach out. Take that first step. Make that phone call right now. You don't even have to wait until the end of the show. 800-373-9715. That's your Financial Symphony number that will put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners. All you have to do is leave your contact information there. Someone with the team will get back with you, and you can come in and have that conversation. Complimentary financial review that they're offering. As always, get the money map process started. But first, you have to make that phone call toll free from wherever you are. It's 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis.
It's that time of the show where we take your questions. It's Request Line.
A question came in from Sammy, and Sammy says, do you have an opinion on whether or not it's better to own individual bonds as opposed to bond funds?
Oh, Sammy, thank you for your question. And I tell you, right now, everybody listening out here, listen. Bonds, you need to be careful. And let me explain why. If you've been listening to the Fed's chatter recently, there may be another rate hike coming up between now and the end of the year. Now, bonds are an important part of your portfolio because bonds help us reduce the overall risk. It helps us balance out the risk that we have in our stocks. But to answer Sammy's question, if you own an individual bond, it depends upon how long that bond is. And you're running more risk by having an individual bond. What am I talking about? In order to receive any true kind of, you know, growth or income from that, you know, some interest, it has to be more of a long-term bond. And here's the problem. As interest rates start to creep up, and like I said, the Feds are chattering right now, we might get another rate hike between now and the end of the year, you have a risk of your bond value dropping. Matter of fact, there was an alert a few years ago posted on FINRA's, the Financial Regulatory Authority, FINRA's website, that said for every 1% that interest, long-term interest rates rise, long-term bonds can lose 10% of their value.
Whoa.
Ooh, wait a minute. Now, I know that the stock market can go up and down 10%, but do I want my bonds going down 10%? Takes longer for that to recover.
Sure.
The market can drop 10% and then immediately come right back up again. We saw that in the Brexit situation. When Great Britain decided to vote to go out of the European Union, we saw the market take that dip. And savvy investors bought while it was low, while it was on sale. That was critical. And boy, we did take advantage of that. You know, well, with bonds, if it goes down 10%, that could take longer to make it back up because you don't have those growth rates with bonds. So I would always prefer to have more of a bond fund versus an individual bond. But I'm going to be very, very careful. I want short-term to intermediate-term bonds, no long-term bonds, because I know that risk is going to be there down the road. So we have to be very, very careful. So, you know, Sammy, the answer to the question is maybe, you know, instead of individual bonds or bond funds, maybe there's some alternatives that's even better than that. And it's real simple. All you have to do is pick up the phone, and we'd be more than happy to share what's available out here. And again, depend upon your personal situation, we can help you design something to bring the risk down. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now, and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, the show that makes sure your financial plan has the perfect pitch.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and of course the stars of our show are Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis. Sometimes you hear Tim Croak on this show, sometimes Steve Decker. They're all at Creative Financial Partners, and Dan, of course, is a founding partner of Creative Financial Partners. If you'd like to call and get on the calendar and come in and have a conversation, it's 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. You can probably tell by the name of our program, if you're listening for the first time today, the Financial Symphony, that means we need to make sure, we want to make sure that you hit all the right notes and everything is harmonious during your retirement years. Should be the most relaxing and stress-free time of your life. A time when you can do all the things that you wanted to do your whole life, but you were too busy working. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. 800-373-9715. We're going to talk about pensions on today's show, and certainly that's something that these guys could talk about for days and days. How many companies do you come across in your area that actually still provide pensions? Because I know they certainly aren't as numerous as they used to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I I think used to be pretty commonplace, but now having a job with a pension is increasingly rare. The thing about it is that many of our clients either have pensions that are currently active or have pensions or options from pensions that, you know, folks used to have that somehow got discontinued over the years. And that can be, you know, that can be a little confusing for people. So that's one of the things that we specialize here is learning about and specializing in pensions and all the different options and ways to utilize the pension. There are several companies around town that will still offer pensions and still have a lot of options. You know, just off the top of my head, you know, we've got Libby Glass. We have the Northwestern Ohio Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Union, the Carpenters Union, BP, Chrysler, Mercy, which is a health system, and ProMedica. And all of those companies have, in one form or another, some pensions, either current or former, that have some strings attached that the participants and our clients have to know what all those options mean and what, like I said, what strings to pull at the right time.
Yeah, when we talk about these things and Rob kind of rattled off, we're just that familiar with all of the companies around here. And many of them, you know, like Libby is one that these guys are having the options of taking some of the money in a lump sum, and should we take that option, or should we take the one that pays my spouse out, or should I do the blending of these? How do you pull this lever knowing you only get one chance to pull this lever and you can never unpull it? And then we've had companies that have gone, clients that have been in the retirement system for years, and then these pension options are coming back for them to make these decisions all over again. They're saying, hey, we know we've been paying you this much money for this many years, but now we'd like to give you an option of a lump sum. And so we're getting people that come back to us and say, hey, I know we made this decision a long time ago, but they're giving me an opportunity to make this decision again. And the reason is that these big companies, they want this kind of off the books. I mean, when you have the pension, the one thing that you always kind of thought when you had a pension was it was guaranteed income for as long as you live. And so when you get a guy like my grandpa, 92 years old, and at 92 years old, he's been getting a pension almost as long as he worked for Sohio. And so when you have companies like that, they are looking to get out of this business of supporting people forever. And what that means is that you need to make sure that you're crunching the numbers, because anytime that the companies are offering you something, a buyout, they're offering to give you the responsibility that they've been bearing all this time. So you need to be very careful about those things. And we use our pension max calculator, and that thing really works out well, because if nothing else, we're educating the client and they understand the decision that they're making far better than they did previously.
So many people don't even have an opportunity to ever have a pension these days. And how does the lack of a pension change retirement planning for today's pre-retiree?
Yeah, so that's, you know, in the past, it kind of used to be a three-legged stool, I used to say. It was Social Security was one leg, you know, the pension was another leg, and then all the money you saved up for retirement all these years was the third leg. And, you know, and that made for a really good, really solid retirement plan for a lot of people. Take one of those legs out, and all of a sudden the stool's not as sturdy anymore. And so one of the things that we can help you with is coming up with a plan and using our money map process to, you know, to put down on paper visually what you have on one side of the ledger, what you need on the other side of the paper, and then kind of how we can connect the dots between the two, because you've got Social Security to factor in, you've got all this money in your 401k maybe that you've saved up, you've got other old IRAs, you might have Roth IRAs and all kinds of stuff going on in your life. The important thing is to be able to connect all of that stuff with your needs in retirement, and how you develop an income stream without a pension is an important question, but it's something we do all day, every day. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call whether you have a pension or you don't, because we can certainly help. Either of those camps can be helped by going through the process, sitting down with a complimentary consultation, and just learning a little bit more about your situation, your options, and how we may or may not be able to help.
Yeah, when you look at the 401k as a great example, people now that are being hired in at some of our local facilities like Jeep here, they're getting a 401k and they might not be getting a pension option at all. So what we're doing is helping put the math to work. So if you have a 401k and you've accumulated $500,000, well, what's that mean? I mean, what kind of an income stream can I take off of that? Because, you know, the next question is, I want to make sure, how do I make sure that I don't outlive this money? So what's a reasonable rate of return to expect? What's a reasonable amount of money to take out of this thing? And those are the questions that we answer. And we spend a lot of time, you know, with each individual client working their plan and making sure that we have all of the possible directions that this thing could go worked out.
800-373-9715. That's your number to call to make an appointment and to come into the Creative Financial Partners building in Perrysburg and have a complimentary financial review. Again, 800-373-9715. Come in, find out more about your situation, and it's all individual. We're all different. They can give you lots of great advice here on the radio, but it has to be of a generic nature. 800-373-9715. For those people who've been offered a pension buyout, where they take a lump sum at retirement instead of a monthly income, how do you advise those people?
Yeah, Ron, that is a different conversation with every person, because one of the things we will do when you come in for a review and we're talking about your pension and a potential lump sum option is basically, you know, how much money do you need when? Because if you elect the pension option, you might be able to get a guaranteed income. But what happens if you're like the caller earlier in the show that said he needed more money for the first 5 years? You know, pensions don't always have those types of options. And so how much you need, when you need it. And the other thing is, you know, what's the better deal? You know, is it a better deal for me to take a lump sum and try to recreate this pension income on my own? Or is it better for me just to keep the money in the pension option and get a check every month? The other big consideration is legacy, because when the pension is over is when you die and or maybe your spouse dies and the pension check stops at that point, where if you take a lump sum, there may be an opportunity, you know, depending on the rate of return of that money and depending on some of the other ways to leverage that money, there may be a way to leverage that money for generations past you, for kids and grandkids and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, if that's a consideration, a lump sum is typically a conversation that we'll have.
Yeah, we look at those considerations. Another big one is control. I mean, to be able to have control and know, you know, if I want to be a little bit more assertive, if I want to be a little bit more conservative, you know, to be able to control which direction you want that money to be. And then there's also some other ancillary things. I mean, there's new developments in things like life insurance, where you can actually use retirement money to pay for things like life insurance or long-term care. So that's been a very hot topic with our clients. We have awful lot, I think it's somewhere close to 60 insurance companies that we use. And there's a couple of them that are coming up with new creative solutions for things that, you know, it's never been very exciting for us to talk about life insurance, but all of a sudden, if we can pay for it with money that's pre-tax, money that's in our IRAs, it's a much more favorable discussion, and something that it's a discussion we're having every week now and getting very familiar with. And we've got a couple people in our office that are really experts and do that every day.
Well, I want to ask you one more question, and this is something that a lot of people don't even acknowledge or don't even take into account when they're thinking about retirement and pensions and all of that kind of stuff. Whether someone has an actual pension or a stream of income that behaves much like a pension, how do you plan for inflation, since that income stream won't have the same buying power in the future years?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, because you know, you look back 20 years ago, what did a gallon of gas cost? What did a loaf of bread cost? It's a lot different now. The pensions and the income streams, you know, many times have no cost of living adjustment. Now, there's some government pensions and state pensions that do have a cost of living adjustment in. And when we go through the money map process and do our income planning, we take those things into account. But a lot of times the pensions do not have a cost of living adjustment attached. And the income streams, maybe from annuities, do not have cost of living adjustments attached to them. And so that's a really important thing. And to lay out literally every year between now and forever for folks and be able to show them, hey, if you need $5,000 a month now, fast forward in the future, you might need $7,500 a month to kind of live the same lifestyle. So one of the things that we do with our money map process and with the income planning that we're really good at here is to explain how it all works, how it all fits together, and how to leverage your retirement assets to make sure you have a dependable, steady, rising income in retirement.
Yeah, we want to make sure that we're factoring in that kind of, you know, that cost of stuff. And I always, you know, that's the verbiage. If you're a client of mine, you're familiar with it, but how much stuff is going to cost, because stuff costs more all the time. The other thing that we're doing, frankly, is we're using this as another tool to make sure that we don't run out of money. So we're inflating this spending and planning on it increasing every year until, you know, until you're no longer with us. And so with an awful lot of our clients, what we've seen, though, is that spending does kind of taper off. As you get up into your mid or late 70s, maybe you're not doing quite as much. So that gives you a little bit more flexibility. And then we get heavier into the legacy planning and some of the tax planning and some of those things to be able to do great things for people that, you know, we care about and we love, and the charities and all of those things. So these are big things that we like to talk about. We enjoy the process. We like crunching the numbers, and we've got all the capacity to be able to do that. So we'd love for you to give us a call. We'd love to help you walk through our process. And I think you'd really find it to be valuable. And so you need to pick up that phone. If you can do that right now, don't procrastinate anymore. Give us a call. We'd be glad to meet with you. We'll talk sometime soon.
Opening up the phone lines right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. All you got to do is come in for a conversation. No cost, no obligation. They're not going to try to push any products on you. Not going to try to sell you anything. You don't have to move any funds from one account to another. Nothing like that. Just come in for the complimentary financial review, 800-373-9715. One more time, 1-800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis. And hey, guys, it's been great being on the show with you today. And I feel as if you've reached a lot of listeners with some very important information.
I think so, too. Thanks, Ron.
Join us again next week for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.